His word, the scriptures, the word of God is wonderful, and we appreciate the Lord to send His presence in our midst tonight. And God is so good. God is merciful, and we thank God for all of His goodness upon our hearts and our lives. We praise God tonight. We give Him praise. We give Him thanks for all that He has done for us. God is good. And we're glad that we can be studying the scriptures, studying the word. Good to see you all here tonight. And there's nothing like searching the scriptures, studying the word of God, getting to know Him, to have an understanding in the word of God. Amen. God is good, and we want to know more of Him tonight. Paul said, "Oh, that I might know Him." Do you want to know God more tonight?
Amen.
There's only one way to know Him, and it's through the Word. The Word of God does reveal who He is, because He is the Word. Amen. Amen? Jesus Christ is the Word of God. And we live by Jesus. We live by faith in the Son of God.
Amen.
And we must have our understanding exercised to discern between good and evil, between the things that belongs to God and the things that belongs to the devil. There's so much we are studying about the heart of a man. And we hear the scriptures that was quoted tonight. How can a young man cleanse his ways? But by taking heed to the word of God. And then, "Thy words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against him." We have to have that word of God hidden in our hearts. And what God does is that He does not really change your heart. He takes that away and give you a new one.
Amen.
That's what He does.
Amen.
He creates a new heart. David put it this way. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." A clean heart. And the scriptures in Psalms 24, who can ascend into the, is it Psalms 24? The 24th chapter, if you have your Bible. And it's good to just follow the scriptures and begin to meditate and get the word of God in your heart, in your spirit, in your minds. Then it says, verse 3 says, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord?" That's a question. That's a question. "Or who," another question, "shall stand in his holy place?" Who shall ascend into, then it answers in the next verse, "He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitful." He, notice that, "he shall receive the blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And then we explain, I think, Sunday, this is the generation of them that seek him. There's a generation that, there are many generations, but there's one that seek the Lord. This is the generation of them that seek him. Notice that seek his face. Because when you when you seek his face, you will see his glory. The I think it's the second chapter of Corinthians 4. Is it that? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where we with hope and face, what chapter is it? We with hope and face, beholding as in a glass, 4:18. Is it 3:18? Yes. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, but we all with open face. 2 Corinthians 3, not 4, but 3:18 says that, but we all with open face, beholding, notice, beholding as in a glass, and this is the gospel. You look into the gospel and the word of God, and you see yourself, you see who you are, and then you will begin to understand who God is. He says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of God. But when we see this glory, there's something begin to happen to us. There's something will happen to us. We with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, change. We are changed. Do you understand that? We are changed into the same image. That's powerful. If you begin to think, we are changed into the same image. What image? See, the same image. When we see the glory of God, now who is the glory of God? Jesus Christ is the glory of God, and we are changed to be like him. Oh, that I might know him. See, Jesus said, Father, I pray that they would be with me to see my glory. The glory that we had before the foundation of the world. So notice now, there's a, let me finish the verse, says that we are changed into the same glory, or the same image. Notice, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Then go to verse 17 says, verse 17 now says, Now the Lord is that Spirit. Who? The Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, now there's liberty. Now that we many times mistake it, and we say that liberty, but that liberty is not to, it's not just to do whatever you want to do, but where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. That is the law of liberty. Amen. See, it's the law of liberty. Proverbs called it this wise woman, remember the virtuous woman, that she had in her tongue. the law of kindness. See, same law of liberty, the law of faith, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. This is the law. See, that sets us free. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's your abiding in this law, the law of the Spirit. And so in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, it tells us now the Lord is that Spirit. That's powerful. The Lord is that Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, in other words, where the Lord is, His Spirit is there. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That makes me free from the law of sin and death. See, where the Lord is that Spirit. See, because Jesus Christ is the law of liberty. Jesus Christ is the law of liberty. And is the law of kindness. See, which is also what? Fruit of the Spirit. And yes, in Proverbs tells us the 31 verse 26 tells us about this woman. She opened up her mouth with wisdom. And in her tongue, no, notice that she does not have 1 Corinthians 13, 1, where, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but she's charity. She's kindness. She's love. In her tongue is the law of kindness. She's kind. She's gentle. She is loving. And this is really the church, the bride of Christ. I know you can use it naturally to the mothers, and that's very wonderful, virtuous woman. That is also very good, very true. But you can see on the broader side that this woman, this virtuous woman, that is loaded with merchandise, that she's loaded with gifts for the church. And she's a wonderful woman. Okay, back to 2 Corinthians. Now, if you back up in this powerful chapter, if you back up to verse 6, okay, that speaks about making us able ministers of the New Covenant, New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter, that's the letter of the law. We are able ministers of the New Testament. The New Testament is the law that governs the New Testament ministers is the law of liberty. Now, this liberty is not to do whatever you want to do, but this liberty is to move in the glory of God. Amen. See, with open face, unveiled face. See, not like Moses who covered his face, but we have an unveiled face so the glory of Christ will be seen. Yes. But if the, speaking about the ministration of the law, but if the ministration of death, written and engraven on stones, was glorious. You know what happened? All the commandments was written on stones. And so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. How much? How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? Now that's Christ, the ministration of the Spirit. See, if the law back there was so glorious, what about the law of liberty? See, the law of love, charity, is more glorious. And for if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more do it the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. See, there's a ministration of death under the law, and there's a ministration of life, liberty. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious. See, the law was fulfilled. And then it was nailed to the cross. Okay? It was nailed to the cross. And much more, that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Now, great plainness of speech, what would that be? See, great plainness, boldness, confidence. The great plainness of speech was the hope of the gospel. Amen. The hope of salvation. The hope of redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The sacrifice. Great plainness of speech is to show that we're not under the condemnation of the law, but we are at liberty because of the grace of God. Amen. See, that grace that brings salvation, that appeared unto all men, what Jesus brought. Because Christ came to redeem us, to deliver us from the condemnation of the law. So the next verse says, and not as Moses. You see, it's comparing Moses and Christ. What Moses did, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth, the law of grace and truth, is given by Jesus Christ. And not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which was abolished. That means it's gone. It's over. Abolish. It's done. But their minds, notice, this is powerful. But their minds were blinded. Do you know when a mind is blinded? Or you can see naturally. You still go to work. You still operate. But you cannot see the things of God. When the mind is blinded spiritually, you cannot see the things of God. It becomes dark. It doesn't make sense to your mind. Because you're in the natural. See, when the, let me go. The minds were blinded. Their minds were blinded. For until this day, right now, we can go into Romans 11. Until this day, remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Do you see that liberty is? See, the liberty is not just only to shout and drum. Yes, do that. But that we're free See, we've been set free. The veil has been taken away, not like Moses, who had to put a veil over his face. But in Christ, that veil is done away with. There is a liberty to approach the throne of grace, to approach God. And said, but even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their, where?
Heart.
Upon their heart. The veil is still there. And one of the reasons why many of us cannot see the things of God, because there's a veil over the heart. See, then that veil has to be taken away from our hearts. Amen. Nevertheless, here's how you begin to get rid of that veil. That spirit of darkness that's over us. That's over the world. He said, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, what happened?
Amen.
Nevertheless, this is powerful right here. When it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away from your heart. Whatever is covering you and blocking you from going forward in God and to have an understanding heart to see the things of God, from moving from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. See, nevertheless, when it turns to the Lord, we have liberty. See, there's nothing there that's blocking us or blocking us from seeing the face of Jesus Christ, to see the glory of God that's revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord. Do you understand how you get rid of it? The darkness, the clouds, is by turning to the Lord. When you begin to turn with all your heart to the Lord, that veil is gone. It says, the veil shall be taken away. Who takes it away? Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. He tells you right there that when it shall turn to the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes in and the Holy Spirit takes that veil away. Now the Lord shall, is that Spirit. Do you get that now? Do you understand what's going on now? The Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And listen, I'm not just talking. It's good to have it in the church. But everybody doesn't have it. But you can be sitting right there and the veil is taken away from you. Why? Because you're turning to the Lord. Do you understand? You're being led by the Holy Spirit. And when you shall turn to the Lord, that veil shall be taken away. How? Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. The veil shall be taken away by the Spirit. Now the Lord is that Spirit. That's powerful. And where the Spirit of the Lord is. Is that Holy Spirit in you tonight?
Amen.
Come on, is that Holy Spirit in your heart tonight? Wherever the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. That Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Lord is that Spirit. Okay? And where the Spirit of God is, where? Where is it? In your heart. That is so deceitful and desperately wicked. The heart that is unclean. And all of those evil thoughts and stuff that lodges in there. Out of the heart proceeds all those evil thoughts. The book of Mark and Matthew tells us. But when the Holy Spirit comes there into your heart, the veil is taken away. My Lord. You're redeemed. You've been set free. You're not under the bondage of the law. Because you're governed by another law, a greater law, the law of liberty, the law of the Spirit. That law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, which made you free. Free from the law of sin and death. You see, the law of liberty, the law of faith, or the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is not the same as the moral law or the ceremonial law. Because those were nailed to the cross. Christ fulfilled it. He satisfied the righteous demands of the law. And he redeemed us from all under the curse of the law. And he brought us into another law.
Amen.
And that's the law of kindness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's called the law of liberty.
Hallelujah.
See, that law will set the spirits of just men free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's because of this law that you can ascend into the holy hill.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That law will give us a clean hand and a pure heart.
Yes. Amen.
Now, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. I love these verses. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where? Where? The Spirit of the Lord is Christ in you. Where is he? Hey, okay, the Lord, he's all over the building. That's good, but something better is when he's inside of you.
Yeah.
When he's in your temple.
Yeah.
When he's working inside of you. When God is on the inside of you. The liberty. Christ in you. Jesus in you. Can you understand that? It's got to be inside of you. Wherever the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. He sets you free from the darkness. He breaks the powers of the devil. He sets us free from the carnal nature. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Now, there's got to be a freedom and a liberty to move on from glory to glory. You've got to, who shall ascend into the holy hills? You've got to be set free from the bondages of this world. Where there's nothing holding you back. But your treasure is in heaven. And where your treasure is, there your heart will be. See, your heart is set free from the treasures of this world. And you have a mindset where your mind is in heaven. Said, the Lord is a Spirit, right? That Spirit. You can't mistake it. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is that word. I like liberty. But we all call, notice, all that has been set at liberty with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Your change into the same image. The same image. What image? What? As he is, so are we in this present world. He's changing us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. So, he sets us free from the old Adamic nature, who you were, that old carnal evil, natural nature that we were born with in sin and shaped in iniquity, and he sets us free.
Yeah.
Now, when he sets us free from it, because of the, and by the law of liberty, he said, we with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of God, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. You're changed into the same image from glory to glory. How? Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now that changing, when you're being changed into that image, it doesn't mean that here you're here, but your mind is in heaven. Your affection is in heaven. Although you're on the earth, but you're not off the world. You're in the world, but you're not off the world. Now, Psalms 24 says, go there quickly. It says, who
shall ascend into the hill?
Look at that. Who shall ascend
into the hill of the Lord?
Or who shall stand in his holy place? Now, you know that in Isaiah, the 12th chapter, and Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, right there. You know, I don't even have to turn to it, but you can write that down and look at it. Satan, Lucifer, that fallen archangel, wanted to ascend into the holy hill. You Isaiah the 14, is it? Isaiah 14, verse? What verse? He wanted to ascend. How thou hast fallen, notice the question, how art thou fallen from heaven? How art thou fallen, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you fallen? How art thou fallen? And how art thou cut down?
Verse 12.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou, notice now, the heart is powerful. For thou hast said, where? He's speaking to himself. A thought. Before he shared that thought with anybody, it was in his mind, in his heart. For thou hast said, where? In thine heart. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. This is what he said. You've got to understand that the thoughts that go through your heart is powerful. And God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. He knows what's in your mind, whether you speak it or not. By him, actions are way. You said, I hide it from the pastor. No. It's God. Even before you speak the word, it's in you. It originates in your heart. And boom. God knows it. There's not a thought that can get into an angel or a man that God doesn't know. Thou hast said in that heart, let me read it again, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. Boy, he wanted to get up there.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That's what he wanted. The next verse. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee. You know, he's so small. I thought that guy, that, you know, narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made me stop coming to church? Made me stop reading the Bible? Is this the man that tried to pull me the wrong road and tell me all these thoughts? Is this the man that I was afraid of? That I couldn't lift my hands and praise God and shout? I sit there bound up. Is this the man? Is this all there is to it? I thought it was a big bat, but look at, is this all that kept me from going forward? Do you understand? People are going to be set free from the bondage of the devil. We're going to find out the lies of the devil. We're going to find out that greater is he that is in you. We're going to find out that we've got the law of liberty. That law that makes us free from the law of sin and death. Is this all there is? When you realize that you've got the armor of God. When you realize that you've got power over all the powers of the day. Is this all? They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? Do you understand when the nations begin to wake up to the fact that this is nothing? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Liberty. They're going to be free. There's going to be shouting and singing. He said that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof. That opened up the house of the prisoners. Listen, the house of the prisoner is not down there. It's your mind, your heart. He locked you up in yourself and blind you. You're not free. You can't lift your hands up. Because when I would do good, evil is present with me. But Christ came to give us power over that, to break the powers of the devil. All the kings of the earth, the nations. See that? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house. But thou, are you with me now? The kings of the earth are going to see in Revelation 21 says they're going to go up to Jerusalem. The nations are going to set free. Hallelujah. And thou art cast out of thy graves like an abominable branch. And as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that's the sword of God, that go down to the stones of the pit as a carcass trodden under the feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land. There's nowhere to bury you. It's gone. It's cast out and slain thy people. Thy seed is the seed of evildoers. Shall never be renowned. They're gone. Prepare slaughter for his children, for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. They're gone. For I will rise up against them, said the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and sons and nephews, said the Lord. They're all gone. And then the chapter go on, right? How many more verses? It goes on. Eh? Okay, one more. I will also make it a possession for the bitter and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, said the Lord of hosts. That's it. Nations are free. You understand? The liberty.
See, we with open face, we beholding as a glass the glory of God. Amen? We are changed into the image of God from glory to glory. Now, here was this guy, Satan, Lucifer, wanted to ascend up into the heavens. Okay? He wanted to do it. That's the place he wanted to be. Now, he could not have it. Because he was not created for that position. But he wanted it. He wanted to leave his first estate. But here is another creation. That from the beginning we were created for that. Because in Genesis 1 verse 26, 27 says, let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, just like us. Just like us. And man fell and lost the glory. And we took on another image. But Christ came into the world to restore that which was lost. And he came and he pulled away that veil. What the law could not do. And that it was weak through the flesh, the law could not restore the image of God. But Christ Jesus came. And the spirit of liberty. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Christ brought another image. The image of himself. Hallelujah. And through the cross, he takes away the first image and now he establishes us into the last image. And the question was answered in Psalms 24. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? See, the devil couldn't get there. He fell. But look at us. Look what is there for you and I tonight. That's why the devil is so mad. What he couldn't have, God gave his son to die so we can have it. And tonight you can have what the devil wanted. He wanted to ascend. But he couldn't have it. But tonight, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Right now, beloved, behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Here, tonight we're heirs and joint heirs and heirs together with Christ. We are partakers. Unto us is given exceeding, my, I feel like shouting, great and precious promises, that by these we might become partakers of the divine nature of God. Oh, Jesus. Who shall ascend into the holy hill? He goes on, he says, he that had clean hands, notice, and a pure heart. Clean hands and a pure heart. How can we become clean? Job said, how can a man that is born of a woman be cleansed or be justified? Something was provided by God. It's called the blood. The blood of the covenant. The blood of the new covenant. Before Jesus died, he took a basin and began to wash the disciples. Peter said, Lord, you're not going to wash me. Jesus said, yes. You don't understand right now, but you will later on that unless I wash you. I've got to wash away that old world from you. That old you, that old nature. And unless I do that, you'll never be able to ascend. And Peter said, Lord, not only my feet, but wash me my hands. Wash all of me. And tonight, I want to tell you, Zechariah 13:1 says, that there is a fountain. Are you with me now? Zechariah chapter 13 verse 1 says that there is a fountain. Did he say that?
Yes.
That is open for sin and uncleanness. There's a fountain tonight that's open for sin.
Amen.
That you can wash and be clean. There is a fountain open tonight, right now, to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. For what?
For
what? For sin. Because sin and uncleanness, because to ascend into the holy hills, you've got to have clean hands and pure heart. And now, nothing can take away your sins but the blood of Jesus Christ. So who shall ascend? Those that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. They've been washed and set free by the power of God, by the Spirit of liberty. He that has clean hands. The Lord said in Isaiah 1, wash you and make you clean. Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, I will make them as smooth as wool. Nothing but the blood. Oh, that blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of the new covenant. That blood that speaketh better things than that of Abel, the blood that speaks mercy. The blood of God that was shed to redeem the church. When he washes you, wash you, and he creates in you a clean heart, a new heart. A heart to love God, a heart to know God. A heart that's not divided. But a heart that's fixed, like David says, oh God, my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed in thee, oh God. Amen. He's not lifted up his souls to vanity. Solomon said, vanity of all is vanity. You're in the world, but not of the world. You use it very lightly. Your heart is not fixed in what you have. But your affection is in heaven. And you don't swear deceitfully. You speak the truth. Why? Because the law of truth is in your mouth. The law of kindness is in your mouth. Amen? See, the devil wanted to get up there, but he couldn't. But now it's before us. Jesus prayed. He said, Father, I would that they be with me.
Amen.
That where I am, they will be there.
Yes. Yes.
That they might behold my glory.
Yes.
The glory which we had before the world. And we, with open face tonight,
amen.
We're beholding as in a glass the glory of God. We're being changed into the same image. How do you ascend into the holy hills? Someone say, I just get up there. That's not the way you go. See, you've got to understand that you've got to set to your affection and things above. Well, Enoch was right there, but he walked with God. He was closer to God than anybody else around him. Now, you can be right here. But your affection is in heaven. Your treasure is there. And where your treasure is, there will your heart be. He said, but I have to wait until Jesus returns at the rapture to know it's now. You're going from glory to glory. And he came to bring many sons to glory. God is the Father of glory, and he's drawing you to him. And you're not what you used to be. You've gone, you're still not there, but you've gone a long way down the road. How? Because you're not serving God with half of your heart or part of you. But right now, you're giving all to Jesus. And it's your heart. It's that new heart, that new image, that new you. That implanted nature, the nature of God in you.
Amen.
And the scripture said that he will come unto us and sup with us and we with him. Draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. Draw me. It's the one that's drawn by God and we will run after you. You don't ascend with your body. It's your spirit, your heart, your mind. See, he came down that we might go up. So let this mind be in you. It's your heart, your mind. You have a mind that fixed, your heart that's fixed upon the Lord. A heart that stayed upon the Lord. He dwells in the praises of his people.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And I, if I be lifted up from this hurt, will draw all men unto me. You begin to lift up the Lord and find out where you'll be. You ascend into the holy hills, Mount Zion. Lift up your heads, holy gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong, mighty, mighty in battle. He fights for you. He breaks through the ranks of the devil. He came to set us free. He came to lift the curse. And he is to bring many sons unto glory. Amen.